Everything begins with our own choices, especially what we choose to focus on. This isn't just about your own personal well-being. There's a moral message here. And it becomes a part of ethical self-awareness as we're interacting with your family or people in your community. When you choose to focus on things that you have that are beneficial to you, you create a sense of gratitude. It by default can make you happy. And if you appreciate the things you have in your life that are important, that are good, it gives you a more compassionate outlook towards the world. So when you're acting with other people, you're more compassionate because you might see things that you know you have that they might not have, like food or a house or a bed or clothes, you know, or a parent. It will absolutely affect the way you interact with people. Make no mistake about it. You become a positive influence. If you recognize the good that's in your life, you will extend kindness to others. Whether they're good or not, you'll extend kindness. Whether they're nice to you or not, you'll extend kindness. Why? Because you recognize that your life is good. I got a good life, so I want to be happy because I have good stuff. And it's kind of like when you're the light and there's dark around you. You shine bright because other people just need it in certain moments in their lives. It's okay. There's responsibility in that. If you recognize the goodness in your life, you make it your responsibility to do that. Well, then now you've told yourself, I'm responsible for my own mental state. The way I feel is my responsibility. Where blame is easy. I've said to many of you many times, there's no right or wrong. I'm not interested in blame. There's happy and sad, profit and loss. Well, if it's happy and sad, and it's what you focus on, then it's your responsibility to choose happiness. And you can choose it by what you focus on, the things I've already talked about. Then there's a part about if you're too far one way or too far the other way, you become an extremist, right? And there's a title for that in psychology. It's called a manic depressive. You don't want to be one of those. So you got to come up with a way to balance your perspectives. You know, how do you balance it? So you want to see the good and not so good in your life, but gives you a balanced perspective. Seeing the good and not so good is important. It doesn't mean you need to focus on the not so good, because if you focus on the not so good all the time, it's challenging to be happy when you're doing that way. And I'm choosing not to do that. When you're aware of it, you can have a more balanced moral perspective of what you're doing, what you're focused on, how you feel, how you're interacting with others. So when you're framing your focus and your choices as moral decisions, you can highlight the ethical implications of your attitude. A lot of you guys, when you talk to me, you'll say one of two things. Are you really this happy? Or you just say, thanks, you know, for whatever way I said it to you. Because that's me thinking about my moral implication for you guys. Technically, if we're following other people, we look for them for their attitude. And there's a phrase in the world that I've used many times. It's attitude reflects leadership. So if you're all feeling positive and excited, it's because you're getting that vibe from the people that you choose to follow. And if you're getting negative and argumentative and sad and depressed, it's because you're choosing to follow people that give off that energy to you. So when it becomes to that framing of your focus of choices, if you find yourself more sad and miserable more often than not, you want to look at yourself responsibly. What am I doing to facilitate this vibe or this personality trait prolonging itself inside my head? Or look at the people around you and see what kind of impact or influence you're letting them have on you. Because when people typically come around me, they're going to feed off my energy. Because I'm going to be hype all day, every day, as best I can. Now, I get tired with the best of them. I mean, I got three little guys running around my house that drive me crazy in a loving way, and they wear me down. But when I'm at the baseball game and I see one of them hit a home run, I'm as hyper as any dad on the field. I go crazy with that. You know, it's a great moment. And I know we're at the games, my kids feed off me. And then I feed off them. It becomes a perpetual cycle of awesomeness. And if you surround yourself with people that have the same perspective I just told you that you should have, you'll find out it becomes easier for you to maintain that focus on the good stuff. Because if everyone's focused on the good stuff, it's great. Now, we're going to get people around us that are going to want to talk about negative stuff. That's okay. It's okay to talk about it because you can help them work through stuff. That's cool too. It's the dwelling part that I don't have room for. When people want to dwell on the negative, the bad, the ugly, it's like, okay, I got to get beyond this already. Why? Because you're killing my vibe on me and I ain't got time for this. That's your moral responsibility to do that. You got to say enough's enough when that stuff happens. That's up to you. It's a personal decision, a personal choice, and a personal action you all have to take. If you're really in a good place and you feel good about what you have, you are going to be kind to other people. Then that other cliche takes over that everybody cares about. Nobody cares what we know until they know that we care. And when you're in a good place and you're extending kindness because that good place you're in, that demonstrates that you care. You care about your mental status well enough to take care of it so you can be kind to other people. You can be sensitive and considerate of other people. That's a big deal.